a story of some potentially incredible political theater in Washington state. Tomorrow, Washington will try out a new kind of nonpartisan primary election. All candidates, regardless of party affiliation, will compete with each other. The top two finishers for each position will move on to the general election.
Well, the critics from minor parties are really unhappy with this. NPR's Martin Kosky reports from Seattle.
David Olson says American voters are fed up.
Voters are saying, I don't like either of these choices. Too far left on the Democrats, too far right on the Republicans.
Olson should know. He's a professor of political science at the University of Washington. But he's also one of the people who designed the state's new top two primary system. The new primary is similar to the runoff system in Louisiana, but it's less partisan. Voters don't have to pick a party, and candidates can identify with any party they want. Democrats, Republicans, Whigs, Federalists, whatever. The parties hate it.
The parties are losers, and they are very bellicose in arguing the shortcomings of the top two system.
In fact, the parties sued. They said it wasn't right that candidates could associate themselves with the Democratic or Republican labels without input from the parties themselves, and they blocked the new primary until earlier this year, when it was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Olson calls this ruling a victory for voter choice, but others in Washington state disagree.
It cuts the legs off of the minor parties.
Duff Badgley is the Green Party candidate for governor. He gets around the campaign trail taking only public transportation, pulling his things behind him in a roller bag. His big issue is global warming, and he doesn't like what he sees on the streets of Seattle.
I see cars, 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 cars. I see death machines. That's how I refer to cars. Death machines.
In a traditional system, Badgley's name would be on the November ballot, and he'd have the whole fall to get out there with his environmental message. But with the new top two system, he's almost certain to be knocked out now in August, effectively ending his campaign early.
It will take from me the bully pulpit, which is a vital way for me to get out the word. The access to press, you wouldn't be talking to me now if I weren't a Green Party candidate for governor.
Other small parties are also unhappy. Scott Lindsley, chairman of the Washington State Libertarians, says the new primary system has discouraged members of his party from running.
In 2004, we had 49 partisan candidates in Washington State. This year, we have four. So many people who wanted to run felt like this was a race like you're running the Boston Marathon, and they're going to tell you halfway through that, sorry, because you're not in the top two, we're not going to let you go on and finish the race.
Lindsley says if the new primary was meant to increase voter choice, well, then it's backfired. For example, he says, there are parts of Seattle where races will likely be narrowed down to two Democrats. That means on the November ballot, there will be just one party represented. But that's a good thing, says the man who helped to design the system. David Olson says in areas where one party is that strong, the new primary forces entrenched incumbents to face upstarts from their own party in the general election. Still, Olson does sympathize with the small party's broader complaint.
I'm the first to acknowledge third parties are going to be discriminated against by this system.
But Olson says the only way to fix that discrimination would be a more radical change in the rules, something like proportional representation, or maybe even a move toward a parliamentary system. And he very much doubts that that will happen anytime soon. Martin Kosky, NPR News, Seattle.